building a great marriage.
Session 9, Developing Trust and Intimacy by Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Burmese. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Building a great marriage. When you have a good marriage, it greatly blesses your children and relatives. With a bad marriage, everything goes wrong. But the only way we can get to a great marriage is by faith. Amen. We don't know the way there. We have to go by God's word. Now, this morning, this session, I want to talk about developing trust in your marriage. That's because intimacy, closeness, oneness is all built on an increasing level of trust. Where there is mistrust, there is that two-ness. Whereas that trust can be a wonderful oneness. Now I'm going to be sharing a lot from my own experience here. I'm going to go back to when 1975. Maybe some of you weren't born then. I was in Bible college. I recently had left university because God would call me to ministry. But I was also still running from my family. I didn't like all the hatred there. Already at that point at my home, that was my mother's third marriage. She would get divorced again. She would get remarried again. But with that sense of bitterness that we talked about yesterday, I could not go anywhere in developing a good relationship with people. Bitterness is built on mistrust. Now, yesterday we were talking about forgiveness, how to get rid of that. That is God's glory. We can forgive. That's true, we can't make others forgive. But we're free. But what's next? Well, that's what I want to share today. How to build up our relationships. Let me just ask here, just for my own understanding, how many grew up in families, like your parents and grandparents, with some criticism and bitterness?
Okay. အချို့အစင်းနဲ့နော်ဒီဂျုံတွေ့ခဲ့တဲ့အတွေ့အဂျုံတွေ့ခဲ့တဲ့ညီကိုများရှိခဲ့လို့ရှိရင်နော
် Anybody here? That's just my problem.
Yeah, I hope I also has a problem.
Okay, maybe a few of
us. Oh yeah, ဒီမိဘပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်နော်ကိုရဲ့အဖွားဖွားပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးနဲ့မိသားစုမှာဖောက်ပြန်တာမျိုးအဲ့လိုမျိုးဂျုံတွေ့လို့ရှိရင်တော့လက်ထောင်လို့ရတယ်ဂျုံတွေ့ဂျုံခဲ့တယ
် I believe some of you are just a little shy
ကြည့်တချို့ကတော့နော်ရှက်လို့လက်မထောင်တာလည်းဖြစ်နိုင်ပါတယ
် because how about anger with anger comes bitterness you see that reaction to it
ကြည့်ဒီစိတ်ဆိုးဒေါသထွေးချင်းကနဲ့ဒီနာကြီးချင်း bitterness ဆိုတာပိုထွက်လာတယ်
When there's disrespect from the wife, there's often bitterness in husbands.
ကဲကိုရဲ့အမြောက်သမီးကကိုယောက်ျားကိုနော်မလေးစားတဲ့အခါမှာမယိုသေးတဲ့အခါမှာအတ္တကဒီနာကျင်မှုဖြစ်စေတယ
် And when the husband doesn't love, he's usually manipulating, and there's bitterness and criticism back and forth.
ကဲယောက်ျားကကိုမိမကိုမချစ်နိုင်တဲ့အခါမှာထိုအရာလဲကိုမိမကိုနာကျင်မှုပေးတယ် bitterness.
Well, I want to take us beyond that point.Because God has something so great for us. And some people say, oh, and when I get to heaven. But don't you think God, among the church, he wants peace and love now? Absolutely.
ဟုတ်တယ်ဖန်နဲ့
and the same is true with husband and wife he wants that oneness
ကဲထုံနီသူဆိုပါပဲလင်းနဲ့မင်းဟာကြမှာလဲဖျားသခင်ကတလုံးတဝတီးကိုပေးချင်တယ်ဖျားဖြစ်တယ
် that's god's design
အဲ့ဒါကဖျားသခင်ရဲ့အကြအစင်သူ့ရဲ့ plan ဖြစ်တယ
် you know it's just like this building here we have poles along the side
ကဲဒီနေရာမှာကျွန်တော်အဆောင်ဦးတွဲရဒီမှာတိုင်းတွေတွဲရတယ
် it was designed to do what hold the roof
အဲ့ဒါကဘာလဲဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ဘာကြောင့်တိုင်းတွေရှိရတယ်လဲဘာကြောင့်ဒီလိုမျိုးနော်ခွေရတယ်လေဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အကောင်လုံးဒီအင်ခေါ်မိုးနော်ခါနိုင်ဖို့အတွက်ခါနိုင်ရင်ရှိဖို့အတွက်ကျွန်တော်လောက်ရချင်းဖြစ်တယ
် But our marriages we might have the poles
ကဲကျွန်တော်ဒီအင်ထောင်ရေးမှာလဲအဲ့လိုမျိုးထိုးကြက်တော့အရေးကြီးတဲ့ဒီအချက်အလေးတွေလိုအပ်ပါတယ
် But no roof
နော်ဒါပေမဲ့ပြဿနာကတော့ဒီအင်ခေါ်မိုးမရှိဘူ
း We're designed to have that roof of protection of love of oneness
ကဲကျွန်တော်အင်ထောင်ရေးမှာကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အင်ထောင်ရေးကိုအကာအကွယ်ပေးဖို့အတွက်နော်ဒီတလုံးသွားတိဖြစ်ချင်းကိုကာကွယ်တဲ့အရာကိုကျွန်တော်ရရှိပိုင်ဆိုင်ဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ
် And if we don't it's because of our fault
အဲ့လိုကိုယ့်အသက်တာမှာကိုယ့်အင်ထောင်ရဲ့မှာမရှိဘူးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အဲ့ဒါမိတ်ဆွေရဲ့အမှားပဲ
Because of our unbelief It's because of our unbelief
အဲ့ဒါကကျွန်တော်ရဲ့မယုံကြည်နိုင်ခြင်းကြောင့်ဖြစ်တယ
် Not because God hasn't given us what we need
ကျွန်တော်လိုအပ်တဲ့အရာဖျားသခင်မပေးလို့တော့မဟုတ်ပါဘူး
Let's pray as we continue.
ကျွန်တော်ဆုတောင်းကြပါစို့.
Almighty God, come in your fullness now, Lord.
ဩဘုရားသခင်ကိုရောဒီနေ့ဒီအချိန်မှာကိုရောရှင်ဖျားနေရယူတော်မူပါ.
Many of us even don't even know what your love is like.
ဩကိုရောရှင်ဖျားရဲ့ချစ်ချင်းမဲ့သာဘယ်လိုလဲဘယ်လိုဖြစ်တယ်လဲဆိုတာတချို့ကမသိဘူးတဲ့လူလည်းရှိကြပါတယ
်. Something wrong happens in our life and we criticize you.
ဩကိုရောရှင်ဖျားကျွန်တော်အသက်တာမှာသဆုံးတစ်ခုဖြစ်တဲ့အခါမှာကိုရောရှင်ဖျားကိုမေခွန်းထုတ်တာကြပါတ
ယ်. We don't like what our spouse does, we criticize them. We hate them.
ဩကိုရှင်ပြလိမ့်နဲ့မင်ရကြမှာလေတယောက်နဲ့တယောက်မုန်းတိကြတယ
် Oh Lord here were your people that talk about your love but we don't live out your love
အဲကိုရှင်ပြဒီနဲ့ကိုရောရဲ့တာသမြကိုကိုရောရဲ့ချစ်ချင်းမေတ္တာအကြောင်းကိုပြောတော်ညာလေကိုရောရဲ့ချစ်ချင်းမေတ္တာအောက်မှာအသက်မရှင်တော့သူများဖြစ်ကြတယ
် Forgive us for our unbelief
ဩကိုရှင်ပြမယုံကြည်နိုင်ခြင်းအတွေ့ကျွန်းတို့အပြစ်များကိုခွင့်လွှတ်ပေးပါ
Make us open Lord
ဩကိုရှင်ပြနှလုံးသားတခါမြဖွင့်တော်မူပါ
We so much need your the love of God to fill us
ဩကိုရှင်ပြနှလုံးသားထဲမှာကိုရရဲ့ချစ်ချင်းမေတ္တာနဲ့ပြည့်ဝဖို့ကျွန်တော်အလိုရှိပါတယ
် Teach us for the glory of your name
ဩကိုရဲ့နာမတော်ဘုန်းတော်အတွက်ကျွန်တော်ကိုသင်ပေးတော်မူ
For the sake of our marriages
ဩကိုရရဲ့ကျွန်တော်အင်ထောင်ရဲ့ကောင်းမွန်သောအင်ထောင်ရဲ့ရရှိပိုင်ဆိုင်
တဲ့ For the sake of our families
ဩကျွန်တော်ရဲ့မိသားစုအတွက
် For the sake of our churches and ministries
ဩကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အသင်းတော်သာသနာလုပ်ငန်းအတွက်
And for the sake of this country
oh di nainga do chi atwe
a government will never bring peace to a nation but your love will
di soya nainga dwa baro ma ngin cha ye ma pein nai bo ko ro tapha ti ta le ngin cha chin go pein nai to tu phit de
the hope is Christ in us
o ko ro phya chwin no myo le chin ha ko ro shin tapha ti ta le phit par de
and Jesus we pray
yishu na ma phit su taung atana kha cha mya swa phya thakin
amen amen I'd like us to go back to the book of song of solomon
ke chwin no di solomon the chin go chwin no chi cha ya aw hote de no
Have you all read that book before?
Alon pha phu ja me lo jano yun chi de.
It's a short book, a poem.
Ga jano gbya lo be no. To to tout tout no sa u phit par de.
But there's pieces of gold in there.
Di nya ma ta ke sain win san sia no kaung ne a ya le shi par de.
And that's where God began to speak to me on how to change, to begin to learn about trust.
Ke di sa au go pha chin a phit ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အသက်တာမှာကျွန်တော်ဘာသင်ယူတယ်လဲဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ယုံကြည်ကိုးစားခြင်းအကြောင်းကိုကျွန်တော်သင်ယူတယ
် And if you have a Bible do open up
ဒီကျမ်းစာရှိတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ခြေယူပြပြီးတော့ကျမ်းစာကြည့်ကြရအောင
် Because I'll be focusing on the verses right within there
ကျွန်တော်ဆိုလိုမွန်တချင်းနော်ဆိုလိုမွန်တချင်းကိုကြည့်ကြရအောင
် We're going to look at two groups of three as we go through the book of Song of Solomon
ကျဒီနေမှာဒီဆိုလိုမွန်တချင်းကိုကျွန်တော်ကြည့်တဲ့အခါမှာဖတ်တဲ့အခါမှာအဖွဲနှစ်ဖွဲအကြောင်းကိုကျွန်တော်တွေ့ရပါတယ
် And it's the first one's talk the book is about a bride to be
ကဲအဒီသူတို့သမီးပြောတဲ့အကြောင်းသူတို့သားအကြောင်းတွေ့ရပါတယ
် And we're going to first look at how she grew in her trust
ကဲဒီနေရာမှာဒီသူတို့သားနဲ့သူတို့သမီးရဲ့သူတို့ကြားမှာနော်ယုံကြည်မှုတည်ဆောက်တဲ့အကြောင်းကိုတွေ့ရပါတယ
် You see we cannot trust our husbands or wives unless we learn how God accepts us
ကျွန်တော်တို့လင်းနဲ့မင်းရကြမှာကျွန်တော်တယောက်နဲ့တယောက်ယုံကြည်ဖို့အတွက်နော်လူအနေနဲ့ဘယ်တော့မှမဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူးအဲ့ဒါကဘာလဲဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ဖြာသခင်ရဲ့ချစ်ချစ်မေတ္တာကိုကျွန်တော်နားလေသဘောပေါက်မှာပဲလင်းနဲ့မင်းရဟာကျွန်တော်ယုံကြည်ကိုးစားလို့ရမှာဖြစ်တယ
် Now this book goes back and forth it's a spiritual analogy but also it's enabling us to see what happens in real life
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီစာအုပ်ဟာကျွန်တော်ဝိညာဉ်ရေးရာတာမကပဲနဲ့ကျွန်တော်ဒီခန္ဓာပိုင်းဆိုင်ရာမှာကျွန်တော်ဘာလို့သိတဲ့လဲဆိုတဲ့အကြောင်းကိုလေးဖော်ပြပါမယ
် It's the mystery that we looked at in Ephesians 5.
ကျေအဖက်အခန်းကြီး9မှာကျွန်တော်တွေ့တဲ့အတိုင်းပါပဲ
Think of it this way, how much do you trust God?
ဒီနေ့စဉ်းစားစေချင်တယ်ကျွန်တော်အလုံးဖျားသခင်ကိုကျွန်တော်ဘလောက်ကိုးစားနိုင်ကြတယ်လဲ
Your child sick.
ဖျားသခင်ကိုဘလောက်ကိုးစားနိုင်ကြတယ်လဲ
Your husband's mean to you.
Ke o amyo ta go blao yu chi de le.
You're running out of money.
Ke ngwe che kaisa ma.
Do you begin to question whether God loves you?
Ke phya thakin ya chet chet metta go take let let ne 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 sin sa phu ba da la.
You see, your love between a husband and wife can only grow as much as you trust God.
Ke phya thakin ko sa chin ma.နော်ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီလိန်နဲ့မေရယုံကြည်မှုဟာတိုးပွားနိုင်တိုးပွားနိုင်မှာဖြစ်တယ
် If you can wise cannot trust your husband then you cannot trust God
ကျွန်တော်ကိုယ့်ရဲ့ယောက်ျားကိုတခါတလေကျွန်တော်မယုံကြည်နိုင်ပေမဲ့ဖျားသခင်ကိုတော့ကျွန်တော်အချိန်မရွက်ပေးအချိန်မဆိုးကျွန်တော်ကိုးစားလို့ရပါတယ
် The moment something goes wrong you say oh what happened and you say God you don't care for me
ကဲတခါတလေကျွန်တော်အသက်သားမှာမမျှော်လင့်တဲ့အရာတွေဖြစ်ပေါ်တာဖြစ်တာပါတယ်ကိုရောဖျားကျွန်တော်ကိုခရုမဆိုင်ပါလားလို့
Is that true? No.
Aramhandala.
God's love for us can never change.
Getya takin ye cheche meta chono atwe baraw ma ma pyaung le bu.
He chose us in Christ before the whole world began.
Gedi kabamati machine chono ya bwa tokulun phya takin ya chono ko ywe kaot tha ra.
Do you think that what happens in life is going to make God stop his love?
ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ဘဝအသက်တာဟာဖျားသခင်ရဲ့ချစ်ချစ်မေတ္တာချစ်ချစ်မေတ္တာကိုရပ်တဆင်နိုင်သလား
wrong thinking wrong theology
အာကာမမ
ာ
ဟာယွင်းနဲ့အတွေ့အကြုံဟာယွင်းနဲ့တွင်တင်ချင်းပဲဖြစ်တယ
် we need to grow in our trust
ကျွန်တော်ဖျားသခင်ရဲ့ကိုးစားခြင်းအသက်တာမှာကျွန်တော်အသက်တာကြီးထွားဖို့လိုအပ်တယ
် that's the first group of 3 verses we'll look at
ကဲအဒီထိုအရာကိုကျွန်တော်ပထမဆုံးကြည့်ရမှာဖြစ်တယ
် As time allows we'll look at the second one the path toward intimacy closeness
နံပါတ်2အနေနဲ့ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ရင့်ညွှန်ဝင်ခြင်းအကြောင်းကိုလက်လာမှာဖြစ်တယ်
certain transformations have to take place in our life before we can become one.
I'm
a Christian, so I have a good marriage, right?
Is that
true?
No. Okay,
so what has to change in our life before we can have a great marriage? We have so much to discuss here. And may God reveal His love to us. That we as a church might open our hearts up to Him and His unchanging great love.
Okay,
so remember, we're looking at spiritual love and physical love. Intimacy with God, intimacy with our spouse. A bad marriage reflects that you have bad relationship with God. Let me go on and show you how. Okay, let's go on the path of trust. This is the first path we take.
Okay.
Trust opens our heart so we can share what's in us with another person. Because it's the ability to grow in our relationships with other people is dependent on the way we accept ourselves. Okay, so let's look at chapter 1, verse 5. The key phrase here is I am black but lovely. I'm black but lovely. Okay, so let's read now the whole context here, 5 and 6. I'm black but lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I'm swarthy, because I'm dark. For the sun has burned me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me caretaker of the vineyards, but I have not taken care of my own vineyard.
O Jerusalem, you tamido ngadi.
So her first understanding of herself, no one loves me. She was out there in the sun working hard in the vineyards. Nobody's going to like me, you know, no going to choose me to be a wife.
We even
see here her brothers were angry with her. So she was inside, all closed up. Something happened though when a potential bridegroom came along and began to court her. So at first she's, I'm black, but now I'm black, but lovely.
Eh, di tu 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 dah yau lari akhama tu apa pihon dale? Tu cara ga ngadi atau meru nyale cisya kau ne?
She's looking at her skin.
Tu atau ibu no cira akhama?
Not very nice.
Macam uji lo macam ayah cah ne?
But someone loves her.
Nama tu sotio ga ngau cide.
So she starts smiling.
Tu a kau ne?
Her beauty begins to radiate.
Eh, tu ye la ba chen ha, no? Chi xia gong la le.
Every once in a while, she still looks at her skin, still dark.
Yeah, tu ye a ta ye bo pian chi de ka ma, no?
It hasn't changed.
Ah, piang le de la.
But someone loves me.
Da me. A ta ye ma piang le be me, chima go tu u tiao ga chi ne le.
I remember when I first met my wife Linda before we were married, of course.
Yeah. Jono amyo tmi Linda go jono patthama song le ma tha kin ma da di twe a chang go jono pyo pya chin
na. You know what she had that I could not find elsewhere?
Okay. Tu ma shi de aya jono ma ma shi khe ba bu.
A beautiful smile.
Tu ma a myin la pyon ne de no a pyon nya na go jono ma ma pai sai ma bu.
The acceptance.
Ana ga le kha chin lo go le kha chin lo
See, I grew up all distorted in my life. I had no self-confidence. I could not speak in public. I would stumble every other word. That was me. Even into university. In fact, when God called me in university, I said, how am I ever going to preach the gospel? I said, I better take a speech course. If God can help me through that, then okay, I can go. But why did I stumble in my words? Because I felt unloved. People
wouldn't
love me. I closed myself up. But her smile began to open me up. Sometimes we close ourselves up, don't we? You know, now there's two wrong understandings of our life. You know, first is that we believe that we are not bad. That's wrong. We think we're good people. We're a little proud how good we are. Well, that's not how the scripture describes us. We are sinners. Romans 3, no one has done good.
And the Roma Kanji don't, they all my gone ayamalu.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Also, sometimes we feel clumsy, rejected, unloved.
Okay, the Kadale, Naban Hia Bale, so Hara Bale, solution, no. Go, the Himpe Chen Kane, go, a teacher, Elumune Kansane.
But we forget that we are made in God's image.
Each of us is
special. Oh, how we need God's perspective of our lives. You see, once we understand that even though I'm a sinner, God loves me. I'm able to break through my rejection of my own life. So we're black, yes, we're sinners.
lume me do nya le
but God loves us
chono a phit ta phit do nya le phya thakyan chono ko chit de
that's the biblical perspective
ala ga cha sa ye ni la phit de
and once we begin to open our hearts up to how God's love shines into us
ke chono phya atwe phya thakyan ye chit chit me ta chono atet ta ma no nalon ta takha nia pe de akha ma
then that for example for husbands then we can use that agape love to love our wives
ke chono elo myo ne kwa tet ta ma kha sa ne akha ma ko a myo tmi atwe le di agape chit chit me ta ne tu lo ko chi lo ya de
our treatment to our wives is not dependent on how they treat us but on how God mercifully treated us
ke phya thakin a chono ko chit ta ke to tyaung na tyaung chi pho a yet chi de
the second so acceptance is one valued is the second
ke ati amha pyu chin accepted so ra ga let khan chin ati amha pyu chin lo ko de na ma ni ga tan pho tha chin
we're still on that valley of trust I mean the path of trust
ke aku na chon lo pyo ra no la di yong chi chin la ma chon lo twa ne ko tu mya phit cha ne
so as we walk along that path our trust level will grow as we see here
lo la go twa ne de akha ma chon lo ye yong chi chin atan di mita so in khaw ye a no to tet la de
chapter 2 verse 1
kanji ni ange ti ko chi de akha ma
notice how she's speaking here
dinya ma ba pyo de
the bride she speaks I'm the rose of Sharon the lily of the valleys
dinya ma ni sin pa ke to no di tu lo tmi ko khan khan cha la twe ya de
the bridegroom responds or to be bridegroom like a lily among the thorns so is my darling among the maidens
ken nga ye chit tu ha no di belo le di ni sin pa ke to cha pa le so so ma khan khan cha la ko twe ya de
Is she describing herself as black right now?
Di ne ama edi adi tu lo tmi ga no tu a atame le so ma tu a pho pya da la ma hou ba bu
No it's gone she's describing herself as a flower
a tu ba ne nhin sin ba ne chi sia kaung ne nhin sin ba ne tu a khan nai cha da tu a nei tu
What a transformation in self perspective
di di ne ama tu ye atat ta ma bo wa ma pyaung le la bu tu ye atwe ko pyaung le la bu ko chuno twei ya ba
From being rejected to being beautiful
ke asama tu a ngin pe chin ko khan le lo pyo khe be me di nya ma ko a cha pa do mai ma phit la
you see what happens when you're loved you begin to change the perspective of your life
ke jo no ko 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 chit da kha ma ko 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 let khan da kha ma ko 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 tan pho tha da kha ma ko ye atet ta atwe ko to khu long ga jaung ne twa le
what you originally was passes away
ke jo no ye ta ke di za ti တဘာဝကတော့ကြောက်ွယ်သွားမှာဖြစ်တယ
် Now you're special
အခုချိန်မှာဖီးယားအတွက်ကျွန်တော်ဟာအထူးပုံကူများဖြစ်ကြတယ
် we also see here she's compared
ဒီနေရာမှာနော်ဒီသူတို့သမီးကဖြင်းစင်ပါကဲတော့သူသူဖြင်းစင်ပါနဲ့သူ့ဘဝကိုခိုင်းနိုင်တယ
် like a lily a beautiful flower among thorns
ကဲလီလီပါနော်ဖြင်းစင်ပါဒီဥယျာဉ်မှာရှိတဲ့ဖြင်းစင်ပါဆပါတဲ့ဖြင်းစင်ပါနဲ့သူ့ဘဝကို
There's many women out there but you're that one.
ke di nya ma tu lo ta ga ba pyo de le. a mya yi a di chin ma pa nwe a mya yi shi lo nya le no a di li li pa hnit sin pa ha a kaung son tu a twe a kaung son lo paw pya.
because he set his heart upon her.
ba phi lo le so ro a di tu lo ta ha tu ye nhlon ta ga a di tu lo tmi a twe be phi de a twe chaung phi de.
the value that we get about our lives is not from how great we are.
ကဲကျွန်တော်ကိုကိုကိုတန်ဖို့ထားခြင်းဟာကျွန်တော်ဟာကောင်းလို့ကြီးမားလို့မဟုတ်ပါဘူ
း It's because we're chosen
love လို့လေဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်ဟာဘုရားသခင်ရွေးကောက်တော်သူဘုရားသခင်ချစ်တော်သူများဖြစ်ကြတယ
် And when we begin to live in light of all that we begin to change in our perspective of our life
ကဲကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ကိုကိုကိုဘဝကိုမြင်တဲ့အတွေ့အခေါ်အမြင်ကကြောင်းလင့်လာတဲ့အခါမှာဘဝမှာအကြောင်းအလဲရှိလာတယ
် Let's do a little comparison here
ဒီနေရာမှာတခုလောက်ကျွန်တော်ဒီခိုင်နိုင်ရှင်တယ
် So if the husband wife criticize each other
ကဲလင်းနဲ့မယားကတယောက်နဲ့တယောက်ဝေဖာကြမယ်ဆိုရင
် Do you want to open up and share what's on your heart
ကဲတယောက်နဲ့တယောက်ဝေဖာနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာကိုယ့်အမျိုးသားကိုနော်ကိုယ့်နှလုံးသားမှာရှိတဲ့အရာကိုပြောပြချင်မလား
No
ဘာမှပြောပြချင်မှာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း But if you think you're special
ကိုကိုကိုအားကိုယောက်ျားရှိမှာဒီကိုယောက်ျားအထုဖြူဆိုင်တယ်လို့ကိုကိုခံယူနေချင်ပ
ါ And he cares for you in a special way
အထူးတပည့်တင်ကိုရခရူဆိုင်တယ်ချစ်တယ
် You can open up more and more of your heart
ကဲသူ့ရဲ့နှလုံးသားအားလုံးရှိသူ့ရဲ့နှလုံးသားမှာရှိတဲ့များအားလုံးကိုပြောပြတဲ့အခါမှာ
And so trust is happening. Trust opens your heart so you can share your life with another person. It goes back and forth. I open, you open, and so we grow closer and closer. Sometimes your wives have been crying. You don't even know. They're grieving, they're sad, they're fighting doubts. Because you've never entered down into that relationship where you can open your own life. God has made it so that you could listen to her and know her heart. Sometimes men, I'm not going to open my heart to my wife. That's a very interesting statement. I want us to go beyond our culture into the Bible and see how does God love us. God came and gave us the Holy Spirit. He trusts us to do His work. Does God ever want us to talk to Him? Yeah, He says, pray without ceasing. So we talk about prayer. But do you talk to your wife and husbands? Do you see the inconsistency? Our theology hasn't got down to our life sometimes. Prayer is the communication back and forth. And maybe we commune with God, but we also need to commune with our wives and husbands. Accepted, valued, number three, belonging. Chapter 2, verse 16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. Chapter 2, verse 16. You know, earlier, how she was talking, she was focusing on herself. You know, I'm the Rose of Sharon. I am black. What we find here instead, she begins to focus on belonging. My beloved is mine. And I'm his. Do you see that oneness there? It's not that I just found a husband, I just found a wife. It's that we are one. When you belong, then you forever are together. There's a common identity. And there's a commitment to that marriage. And that's how we should think about marriage, belonging. That's why we say no to others.
And that's
why we prioritize our families. So let me go over some key elements on a growing relationship. Humility. We're willing to accept our faults and apologize. Appreciation. You don't demand love. You know, someone does something nice and you say, it's about time. There's no appreciation. That's rejection of love. Instead of receiving love as undeserved. I'm black, but loved. Lovely. We're accepted. That's advantage of belonging, of being chosen. Now, in the back of your mind, are you thinking you chose the wrong one? As long as you think that, you will never go far. If you are married, know for sure God's will for you to be married to her and to love her or her, him. Don't think something else would be better. This is my life on earth that will define me. I can be at peace. Unthreatened. Calm.
Lava.
And joyful. You belong. The next point is responsive. And that means a positively responding to your spouse. When your husband or wife somehow show love, you know, through their kindness, through their words, you respond.
Our
next one is the key word, trust, trusting.
You
believe the other person really cares for you. Do you believe that? You say, well, no. How are you going to grow? You're
going
to be obedient, focus on loving your wives, being respectful to your husband. Praying. Looking for breakthroughs. When you see the husband or the wife make that slightest adjustment, you begin to see the hope for trust. I notice you made the dish I like. Thank you so much. Hey, you know, you did your hair nice. You made the room extra special.
Oh,
I appreciate your efforts.
I heard
you praying for me. Thank you.
ကျွန်တော်တည်တယ်ခင်ဗျစူတောင်းပေးလို့တော့ဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်အဆင်ပြေသွားတယ်ကျေးဇူးတင်တယ်လို့ပြောရမှာဖြစ်တယ
် What are you doing when you begin to recognize how the person is going out his way for you
ကဲကျွန်တော်ဒီကိုအတွေ့လှုပ်ပေးနေတဲ့လူကိုစူတောင်းပေးနေတဲ့လူကိုအတိအမှပြုပေးဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ
် Critical spirits you won't see anything they're doing for you
ဝေဖန်တဲ့ဝိညာဉ်ကတော့သူတို့ဘယ်လောက်ပဲကိုမင်းမကောင်းတာလို့လို့เนาะဘယ်တော့မှမမြင်ဘူးမြဲကားလို့ပဲဖြစ်တယ်
They could bring you a huge bouquet of flowers and you would treat it as dirt.
ကဲဒါမြောင်များစွာတော့เนาะဒီပန်းတွေကိုကိုအကောင်းတဲ့အရာကိုလှုပ်ပစ်နိုင်ပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒါကိုကတော့မကောင်းတဲ့အမြင်နဲ့ပဲအမျက်ရမြင်တယ
် But when you're free from bitterness,
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်ဒီနာကျေခြင်းကနေကျွန်တော်လွတ်မြောက်လာတဲ့အခါမှာ
you start seeing and showing appreciation for what your spouse is doing.
ကဲကိုအမျိုးသမီးရဲ့ဘာပဲလို့လို့အကောင်းမြင်အကောင်းမြင်ဝါဒနဲ့မြင်နိုင်တယ်သူတို့သူ့ကိုချင်မွတ်နိုင်တယ်အပြစ်အမှားပြုနိုင်တယ
် So even if your husband or wife is not a person you can trust start being appreciative for what they do do
တခါတလေယုံမယုံကြည်နိုင်ရင်တောင်မှယုံကြည်ခြင်းဆိုတာခက်ခဲတဲ့အရာဖြစ်တာဘောနော်တခါတလေပေါ့ဒါပေမဲ့တယောက်နဲ့တယောက် appreciation ဆိုတာကချင်မွတ်ရမယ်အော်နေလောက်တာကောင်းပါတယ
် It's like you have a little a stream
ဒီနာဒီ
or little river
you know the chong the chong shi de lo so ba so
and you build a bridge over
and the chong ma you know ah tra tra to ko sao lai de
and you're showing how much you want them to come closer
ara di tra ko sao da ga ba le so lo shin no ho phe ga ma shi de lu re ko di phe ga yauk se chin lo phit de
and when they respond back you say thank you
ကဲအဲ့လိုမျိုးနဲ့လှုပ်တဲ့အခါမှာသူတို့ကပြောလာတယ်နော်သူတို့အဲ့ဒီတနာကိုအတုံးပြူလာတဲ့အခါမှာခြေဆုတင်တယ်လို့ပြောတယ
် They might cross that bridge
ဘာဖြစ်လို့လဲဆိုတော့သူတို့တနာကိုသူတို့အတုံးပြူတယ
် And your love will fill in that stream so it's not even there you're all on the same ground
အဲ့တော့နေရာမှာကျွန်းတို့ကောင်းတဲ့အလုပ်ကိုလှုပ်ခဲ့တဲ့အရာကပြန်နှားသွားမှာဖြစ်တယ
် That's the first path of trust
ကြိုးချင်တာကယုံကြည်မှုဟာအင်ထောင်ရဲ့မှာအရေးကြီးတယ
် Remember our trust in God will be reflected in the way we trust our spouses.
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဖြာသခင်ကိုကိုးစားတာကကိုးစားခြင်းဟာကျွန်တော်ကိုအာဒီနဲ့လင်းနဲ့မရကြမှာကိုးစားခြင်းကိုရောင်ပြဟတ်ဆက်တယ
် You know the theologians they studied the book of Song of Solomon. Some say it just describes physical relationship.
ဒီနေရာမှာတချို့ဒီ theology အတွေ့အခေါ်သမားတွေကဒီ Solomon တချင်းကဒီနေရာမှာပေါ့เนาะအတိတ်ကတော့ခန္ဓာရုပ်ပိုင်းဆိုင်ရာပဲပြောချင်တာဖြစ်တယ်လို့ပြောတယ်
And some say, no, it only describes God's love for the church.
တချို့ကပြောတယ်ဒါဒါဖြစ်ရသခင်ရဲ့ချစ်ချင်းမဲ့တာအသိတော်အတွက်ဒါပဲပြောချင်တာဖြစ်တယ်လို့ပြောတယ
် As in Ephesians 5, it says it's describing both.
ကဲအခါကြီးငါမှာပါပြောတယ်လေတစ်ခုစလုံးပြောချင်တာဖြစ်တယ်ဘုံပြောတာဖြစ်တယ်လို့ပြောတယ
် And so for us to grow in our marriage, we have to begin to trust.
ကဲကျွန်တော်အင်ထောင်ရဲ့ကိုတိုးတက်စေခြင်းနဲ့ကောင်းမွန်သောအင်ထောင်ရဲ့ကိုပိုင်ဆိုင်ခြင်းနဲ့ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ယုံကြည်မှုကိုတည်ဆောက်ရမှာဖြစ်တယ်
You know, as leaders, we have a lot to learn on this level of developing relationships.
ကျွန်တော်ခေါင်းဆောင်တွေနော်ဒီနေရာမှာကျွန်တော်တိုးတက်မှုလုပ်ဖို့နော်အရေးကြီးတယ
် If you act as an authoritarian and dictate everything, you're not going to have that level of trust grow.
အဲ့လိုမျိုးဒီတိုက်ခိုက်မှုတွေနော်အင်ထောင်ရဲ့မှာရှင့်နေမယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့နော်ယုံကြည်မှုကဘယ်တော့မှအင်ထောင်ရဲ့မှာတည်ဆောက်နိုင်မှာမဟုတ်ဘူး
And so always that mistrust can easily come up Satan uses it and there's break off
စာတာအဖြစ်မယုံကြည်နိုင်ခြင်းတယောက်နဲ့တယောက်နော်မယုံနိုင်ခြင်းကကျွန်းတို့အင်ထောင်ရဲ့ကိုအမြဲတမ်းပြစ်စီဆင်နိုင်တယ
် Path number 2 is the path toward intimacy
ကျွန်းတို့နံပါတ်2ကပါလဲဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ဒီရင်ပိုပြီးမှရှင်နှီးကျောင်းဝင်ချင်းလားအကြောင်းကိုပြောချင်တာဖြစ်တယ
် So intimacy means closeness
body တယောက်နဲ့တယောက်နှီးဆလာချင်းရှင်နှီးကျောင်းဝင်ချင
်း It's revealed in scripture by the word one
ဒီနာမှာကျမ်းစာပြောတာကတလုံးတဝါသည
် Okay so God's designed our marriage with the poles in there to put a roof on
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီကျမ်းစာပြောချင်တာကအင်ထောင်ရဲ့လင်းနဲ့မင်းရကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ဒီသူတို့ကိုဒီအင်ထောင်ရဲ့ကိုကာကွယ်ဖို့ဖြစ်တယ
် So how do we do that? Let's look at the three steps
ကျွန်တော်ဘယ်လိုလုပ်တယ်လဲ
Yeah, the three steps here.
And number 3.
Okay, so we're going to start with the last verse, chapter 2 verse 16.
The apain kanji kuni ange the se wo chi cha ya.
So, it says my beloved is mine and I am his.
Nga chi ya takhin di nga ko sain do mu yi, nga alo tou le lite do mu ta yi.
Now this starts with commitment.
Di ne ya ma
And
right now, you can commit yourself to your marriage.
And for
husbands, for example, you can say, whether my wife is tender or rough, I'm going to love her. Whether my husband deserves it or not, I'm going to respect him because he's
ahead. So
there's a commitment to the
marriage.
So my beloved is mine. I am his. We're together.
That's it. Okay?
Don't try to change that. One of the great problems that is hurting the church greatly in the West is pornography. It's not just that they're looking at naked people. What's happening is they're no longer committed to their spouse. Without that commitment, you can't go on.
And
you've got to say, even though there's a pretty woman out there, I chose my wife. It's her I'm going to love. When you do that, your wives are going to know a difference. When you wives submit to your husband, even when they're mean, they're going to see the difference and soften down. First step, commitment. Second one is transformation. Notice the second statement in chapter 6, verse 3. Now keep the two passages together. We want to compare them here. Okay, so chapter 6, 3 says, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. Okay, so what do we find different here? Originally, in the first statement, it says, my beloved is mine, I'm his. In chapter 6, verse 3, we see a change. Instead of saying, you belong to me, my beloved is mine, that goes to the end of the sentence. Instead of first in the sentence is, I am my beloved.
So
instead of focusing what she or he has, she is in this case, she's focusing on how I belong to the other. This is a marvelous change. Think of it as in growing as a Christian. Three stages. I'm a Christian, God loves me. He gives me these things. But you want to grow beyond that. You want to grow to the point here where I belong to my Lord. I am his. I'm here for him. Do you see it? It's that sense of serving.
And I got you know, Pia Adwe, a sick catching.
A commitment to giving.
Get Pia Adwe, you know, yet the Pesachin.
And this is where marriage really go forward, where you begin to understand. When I brought a wife, I got a wife. I got a wife so I could serve her. When you got a husband, you didn't get a husband to control. You got a husband to serve. And when you both have that sense of commitment and devotion to each other, it brings a wonderful oneness. Now, some of you have entered into ministry and you know in a whole way that you've given your life to God to serve. But this is true for every Christian. We're not focused on what he gave, but how we can serve. Okay, so let me lastly, briefly mention the third point. This is found in chapter 7, verse 10. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. Chapter 7, verse 10. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. So notice that phrase, beloved, my beloved is mine, is gone. He ought to do that for me. She ought to do that for me. We're married, you know, demanding that sense. Instead, they're so focused on belonging. I am my beloved's. The joy, his desire is for me. Spiritually, this is talking about surrender to the Lord. It's the highest level we can go in our Christian life here. I'm in Christ, Christ is in me. We lose our self-identity in surrender. The awareness, the two-ness is gone. The oneness is there. The focus is totally on the outward rather than the inward. Of course, in a great marriage, you're always receiving, but it's not your focus. You're not trying to get it. It just comes. So just think about this, man. I would like my wife if she did this or that. And you can tell her to do it. Why not step back and start serving her? Why not start valuing her? Making her the most important person in the world. You see, our wife is like a flower. It's just beginning to open. You can't smell anything yet. Just the outside, you see, beautiful. Yeah. But it's your love that's going to open her up step by step.
Hello, Mune. Nalla Akama, well, no, Eddie Panga, the go, the Pipi Lene, Puila, my Pide, no?
You know, sometimes at night the flower closes, protects itself.
No, Eddie Panga.
But during the sun shines and it opens again.
Amen.
If your wife isn't beautifully opened, it's because you're holding back. Begin to humble yourself. Lord, look how hard I am.
Oh,
I want to treasure her. Look who you gave me. Thank you, Lord. And the same thing for wives to husbands. Do you hold yourself back from your husband because you want to make him do things? You're holding your power. You're control. You haven't opened up. You've hid your beauty. You come home, your husband's tired. And you said, huh, it's about time you're home. What's the difference if he came home and he saw your face? Oh, you're home.
Oh, Jala Bila.
Our home is full now. Do you think your husband would like to come back earlier next night? The reason we only can grow into intimacy through faith it's because we have to live by obedience sometimes because of God's calling. You can treat your wife or husband nice, but maybe they don't respond nicely yet. But you're learning. It doesn't matter how they respond. I am excited that God called me to be that husband or that wife. This is a beautiful calling from God. God made me beautiful for my husband.
You
say, well, I don't feel beautiful. Probably you're too critical. You know, you have to go back to the other things we were saying. Go back to God's love. You know, think of the market. You go, you see all these maybe fruit,
watermelon.
And you're looking at them, you're comparing them. Which one are you looking for? You knock the fruit. You look around at it. You smell it. You're looking for the best. And you want to give money and take it home. In marriage, you are already chosen.
Jono in Tauyeha, Lene Meaha, Jono Yueche Vidapide, no?
And Christ, He's already chosen you.
Piata Kingave, Jono Go, Lene Meaha people, Yueche Lightapide.
And you will gain the fulfillment of your life when you surrender wholly to God, wholly to your partner.
Jono Ayeji Raga, Piata King, Shemoma, Goya Ateta, Tan Shempo, Jono. No, Ateta, second poor Yejidolo, Goye, Amyota, Amyotomi, Shemoma, Goye, Ateta, Tashin, Ateta, people, Seka, Anna, poor Yejid.
Once you start surrendering, you start serving out of that whole heart of giving and one identity.
Gejuno, Tonea, Go Piatakin, Shemoma, Juno Zati, Rigono, Take, Vima, Shumpetalo, Goye, Amyota, Amyotomi, Shemoma, Lejonoa.
So let me stop, end this time by talking about four steps to a great marriage. Of course, this is summary. Spouses have a life commitment to their spouse. So instead of looking always, every day, oh, I wish I had a better spouse. Nope, you say, this is my spouse.
Okay.
Step one, commitment. Follow through that commitment with interest in each other. That's based on the belief that that one spouse is there to fulfill your life and you are to serve him or her. Spouses must spend private time talking with each other. You want to get to know each other. And spouses are willing to quickly forgive each other. You can have a great marriage. Don't think whether your spouse is great. Focus on your own life. I will be that husband. I will be that wife. And when Jesus returns, He's going to see your life of devotion and commitment. But I believe earlier on, before Jesus comes, your spouse will also recognize the change in your life.
Because
deep in our hearts, that's what we're all looking for, that mutual acceptance and love. Get to know God more. You got criticism, you got worries, you got fears. Put them aside, let God's love shine in. So what are you going to do next?
Now set to you know balu yamale.
Make sure you make it. I'm going to change this or that.
Okay. Koya to koya ane che gu gua ti sume pse don. Di ne ane sabi ma to ne ama chono jiao le no me to ne ama di akaka na ma jiao le no me sura song pia po ye chi de.
Let's pray.
Tu dang jia ba so.
Lord, we thank you for your great love for us.
Guo pia chono atue guo chi ma to che che me da atue Jesus de ne.
We know we're sinners. We have offended you. But thank you for choosing us in Christ. Thank you for loving us from eternity into eternity. God, we just want to open our hearts and lives up to you now.
Oh,
Lord, we want more of your love in us.
Oh,
some of us, we have so much to learn. But you want to teach us that all the more we become the vessel of your love. May the Spirit of God so move among us that we obtain those great marriages.
In
Jesus we pray.
Amen.
This concludes Session 9, Developing Trust and Intimacy, part of a larger series.
Building a great marriage.
Translate from English into Burmese. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net, releasing God's truth to a new generation.